Podcast.
WRXR, Rossville, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
It is Monday, March 17th, 2025, coming to you from the Optimize You studio. Hello and welcome to another edition of Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. I am Sean Whitfield. Casey Orr is taking some time off today, and he's enjoying some time camping, I believe it is, with the family. So he's enjoying himself, and he will be back here again with us next week. So I decided that, hey, you know, let Casey take a little time off because, you know, he works extra hard on this show. He's been with me on Racing Talk Radio going on in just a couple of months, 20 years of talking NASCAR. So we got to make sure that we get him taken care of, get him a little rest, and make sure his boss is happy at home. But joining me here in the Optimize You studio is none other than Chattanooga's biggest NASCAR fan, Dano. Hello, Dano.
Hey, Sean. How you doing, man?
I am doing great. I think the last time you joined us here on Racing Talk Radio was, middle of last year, maybe?
Yeah, I believe it was somewhere around there.
Yeah, it's been a few months. So it's always good to see you. You've been a longtime NASCAR fan for many, many years. And I don't think you miss a race, do you?
I try not to. If I do, I've got it recorded.
Yeah, so you go back and watch it on the DVR. You know, I do quite a bit of that. It seems like sometimes on Sunday afternoon, you know, you got obligations with your boss being your wife, and you've got things with the family and other things you want to get done, especially if it's a nice sunny day. And I usually have some MRN radio nearby somewhere, whether it's in my truck or in my headset through my app on my phone. And then I'll go back that evening and I'll, you know, catch the highlights and scan through some of the long green runs and get my heavy dose of NASCAR.
Oh, yeah, that technology these days comes in handy dandy.
Yeah, that's for sure. Casey's not a big fan of watching any kind of sports on the DVR. I agree with him regarding, like, football and some stick and ball sports like that. But, you know, I'm perfectly fine catching some NASCAR on the DVR. I make sure that if I'm totally disconnected and don't have access to MRN radio or PRN radio, that I don't do any cheating as far as try to look ahead and see who won. I still want it to be, you know, a mystery until I've had a chance to watch it. But nevertheless, it comes in very handy. All right, we had another great weekend of NASCAR. We're going to be breaking that down here momentarily. But first, Alex Hayden, the voice of NASCAR on MRN Radio, is going to be joining us here shortly. We're going to catch up with him. We've not talked to him so far in the 2025 season, so we're going to check in and see how he's doing and get his feedback and his outlook on how he thinks the 2025 NASCAR season's been going. And certainly we've had our fair of some excitement, some few surprises. I thought that there was a good chance at Christopher Bell yesterday. Dano possibly had a shot to win, but it wasn't his day. I was kind of pulling for him since he already had three wins in a row. I was kind of pulling for him and hoping that, man, let's see you get four in a row.
Yeah, that would have been something. I was kind of looking for that too.
Yeah. But it was pretty cool to see Josh Berry end up in victory lane. And this is a guy that has paid his dues in racing, in my opinion. He spent a number of years running late model cars for Dale Earnhardt Jr. And so he goes way back with Junior Motorsports. He also ran some Xfinity Series races. And it's good to see still, and he's still young talent, and it's good to see young talent do well, especially that's had to get in there and earn it the old hard way.
Yeah, I'm really happy for him. That's been awesome. Yeah. It was really, you know, Kevin Harvick handpicked him to go into the number four car,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know,
that didn't work out.
Yeah, Stuart Haas shut down, and so
yeah,
I think he's got a really good ride there with the Wood Brothers.
Yeah, and you know, there's so much history with the Wood Brothers. They've been around for decades. They got their 100th win last year with the young Burton boy, and then this year to see them get win number 101. It's just very cool to see those guys in victory lane, and it looks like their relationship and their partnership with Penske Racing is starting to show more dividends, because that being a single car team, there's no way they would be running as well as they are without the support from Penske and from Ford.
Oh yeah, that's helping out a lot. And I think they've got a lot of good things to look forward to, especially with Josh Berry.
Yeah. Hey, before we deep dive into what happened yesterday in the race, do you ever watch the Dale Jr. Download?
Oh,
do you
yeah.
ever listen to it?
Yes, sir.
I used to listen to it often, but I've kind of gotten away from it a little bit. But I'm kind of, you know, trying to make sure that I catch some of the shows. And he has got, and I want to share this and want to talk to you about this for just a moment. I want to share it with our audience to encourage you to check it out. He just had a recent interview conversation with Carl Edwards. Did you hear that or see it on YouTube?
I've seen several clips of it, and it's very interesting.
Yeah, it is a very interesting conversation. It goes on for well over an hour, and it is the first candid, transparent conversation that I'm aware of that Carl Edwards has had since he left the sport. And Dale Jr. hits him head on with the conversation about his last race at Homestead, Miami, where there was a caution called with four laps to go that cost him the championship. Because if you remember, it caught the entire NASCAR world by surprise when he decided to retire.
Oh yeah,
and walk away.
Shocked.
And what's also strange about the entire story with Carl is when he walked away for many years. It wasn't until recently, when he was inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame, that we even saw or even knew much about what was going on with Carl Edwards. But this candid conversation that he had with Dale Jr. was an outstanding interview. And for anybody out there listening, if you're a Carl Edwards fan or you just want to hear a really fascinating story about a NASCAR superstar driver and how he went to the top and then how it all just came to a complete stop. You need to check it out. I think it was released sometime last week, but just go to your favorite podcast platform and search Dale Jr. Download, or you can find it on YouTube. But also to add about Carl Edwards, is it was just announced last week that he is going to be an analyst with Trevor Bayne and Dale Earnhardt Jr., Daniel Trotta, and several others with Prime Video. So we're going to see Carl Edwards in the booth.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. I think that's going to be
Cool. I think he will do very well in the booth. I think he will add a lot to the sport. He's always been a first-class, very professional guy. I think this is a great addition to the NASCAR media.
Yeah, that's going to be it's going to be really good.
Yeah, so that's going to be starting soon, that Carl Edwards is doing races with Prime Video. Their first race is going to be Sunday, May 25th at 6 p.m. They're going to be having the Coca-Cola 600, and then the next Sunday will be the Cup Series race at Nashville, then on to Michigan, then to Mexico City, and then Pocono. So they will be hosting five races on Amazon Prime. And if I'm not mistaken, it also looks like that Adam Alexander will be the main guy in the booth calling or, you know, doing the race calls. So, and then you add Steve Letarte to the crew in the booth. So.
Oh, that's going to be a good crew. And then Adam, yeah, he's a great nucleus for everybody to work off of. So I think that'll work out well.
Yeah. So we've got that to look forward to, but be sure and check out that Dale Jr. download episode with Carl Edwards. All right, let's dive into yesterday's race. We're going to do things a little bit different today since Casey is away, and we just can. We don't have to take any orders from Casey Orr today, so we're just going to do it however we want to. And then a little bit later here, we're going to have Alex Hayden with MRN Radio. But first, let's talk about yesterday. Josh Berry got the win. It was his first victory ever in 53 NASCAR Cup Series races, and certainly his first race of 2025 and his second top 10. This is his first victory, of course, at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Daniel Suarez had a good run yesterday. He came in second. He posted his fourth top 10 finish in 16 races at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And it is his first top 10 finish in 2025. Daniel Suarez, if I'm not mistaken, he's in the final year of his contract. And Trackhouse Racing is working with some very talented drivers. And Daniel Suarez has not been performing very well.
I'm sure he's feeling the fire.
I would think he's feeling a little bit of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And rightfully so. And this could be his final year with Trackhouse Racing unless he is able to show he's the guy to keep in that race car.
Yeah, and that very well could happen.
Ron Preece came in third. It's his first top 10 finish in 11 races at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And fourth, we had William Byron. Fifth, we had Ross Chastain. Sixth was Austin Cindric. Seventh, Alex Bowman. Eighth, A.J. Allmendinger. Ninth, Kyle Larson. And 10th, Chase Elliott. When I look at the top 10, seeing A.J. Allmendinger make it into the top 10 in eighth place sort of stood out to me a little bit. So good run for that race team. And that's probably that and Daniel Suarez was the two guys that kind of caught my attention being in the top 10 that sometimes you don't expect to see those guys at the front like that. Some other drivers to note, Brad Keselowski, he's had nothing but bad luck so far this year. Started 27th, ended up in 11th spot. Christopher Bell has got three wins so far this year. He came in 12th spot, started 13th. Joey Logano came in 15th spot. Some other notable drivers, Ty Gibbs just continues to have a struggling season, came in 22nd spot. Tyler Reddick and his boss, Denny Hamlin, both in 24th and 25th spot. So not a very good day for them. The other 2311 teammate, Bubba Wallace, came in 28th spot. So none of the three drivers with 2311 ran very well. Kyle Busch, he had a tough day. Started 4th, finished 33rd. Did you see any of the Xfinity Series race Saturday, by the way?
Yeah, I caught some of it. I saw the end, which I was real happy about. So that was good.
The reason I mentioned that race is Kyle Busch was in the booth.
Oh, yeah.
Filling in for Parker Klingerman. And he did a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
I was very surprised how well Kyle Busch did. Perhaps he has a future in NASCAR media once his career ends in the race car. Noah Gregson came in 31st spot. Shane Van Gisbergen, the rookie driver driving for Trackhouse Racing, had some struggles, ended up in an accident, finished 34th. There were nine caution flags for 53 laps and 32 lead changes among 13 drivers. So mentioned Josh Berry winning, Wood Brothers getting a big win. Daniel Suarez came in second, big day for him. AJ Allmendinger got an eighth place finish. So those are the key drivers that stood out to me that should be celebrated here. Some of the losers: Ryan Blaney came in 35th spot, ended up in a crash, so not a good day for him. And then, of course, as we mentioned a moment ago, Kyle Busch, his day was a struggle as well. All right, it is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Alex Hayden with MRN Radio. And a little bit later, we'll get into the driver's standings and some other news in the world of NASCAR. Again, Casey Orr is taking the day off. He will be back here again with me next week. Dano is filling in for him here in the Optimize U studio, and it's good to see him, one of Chattanooga's biggest NASCAR fans and has been for many years.
Yes, sir. It's great to be here, Sean.
And so we come back from the break. We're going to be talking to Alex Hayden, the voice of NASCAR with MRN Radio. We got all that and more straight ahead. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit athomechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram, Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back. I am Sean Whitfield, and we're here each and every Monday at 6 p.m. right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 105. I am joined with Dano today in the Optimize U studio as Casey Orr is taking some time off. All right, it is time for us to go to the Optimize U hotline and bring on our next guest and friend of the program. And it's good to talk to him in 2025, and that is none other than Alex Hayden. He comes from MRN Radio, the voice of NASCAR. Hello, Alex.
Hey, good evening. How are you doing today?
Well, I am doing great. I appreciate you joining us, and I'm glad we got you on a Monday when I know that you didn't have obligations yesterday at the racetrack.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah, it was our friends over at the Performance Racing Network that had everything this weekend in Las Vegas, and that gave us our first real weekend off, if you will, even though PRN had Austin and Atlanta. I actually still had to go and work. I actually worked with PRN. So, this was my first weekend off of the season. So it was nice.
Well, good deal. And you mentioned you actually worked with MRN, or PRN, actually. That's some changes in 2025 where there's sort of a joint venture or joint partnership possibly with MRN and PRN with the Camping World Truck Series?
Yeah, so we together, MRN has always had the broadcast rights to all the Truck Series races since its inception in 1995. And just as a way to kind of streamline things. And we all know in every business and every facet of the earth, everybody's trying to cut costs. Mm-hmm. So it just made sense on weekends where PRN is doing a cup race, like a Las Vegas or Atlanta a few weeks ago, that their crew would do the Truck Series races. So in order to kind of streamline things and create a bit of a partnership, we launched this year the NASCAR Racing Network. So it's a different deal, but it's the same voices, the same programming, the same racing. We just put it under a different heading. Just because it's an MRN production, we're just happen to be using PRN voices. So how do we brand that? So we decided to come up with a new one. So it's the NRN. So that's a pretty good thing.
Now, MRN Radio is a standalone company. Is that correct?
Well, yes and no. We are our own business. We do all of our own sales and such, but we are owned by the France family. Bill France Sr., the founder of NASCAR, he's the one that said back in 1970, we need to start our own national radio network. Because back in 1970, in the late 60s, or leading into 1970 when it was launched, he said, you know, we don't have live TV for our races. Everybody has to wait till the next day or, heck, sometimes 2 or 3 days to get the race results and write up in the local newspapers. So the best way to do it is get a radio network and start one. And Bill France Sr. did that and started the Motor Racing Network back in 1970. So, yeah, the France family still owns us, but we are basically our own business and operate. We do quite well, obviously, and we have done well enough. We have been able to purchase and buy racing electronics, which is all the in-car radio communications that the teams use, all the headsets and scanners at the tracks that the fans can buy or rent every weekend at a NASCAR race. So we own that one as well.
So that's owned by the France family and not owned by NASCAR, or would you say it's the same thing?
It's the same thing. A few years ago, if you recall, we used to have a company called International Speedway Corporation,
right.
ISC, that owned all the different racetracks, which was still a control deal basically by the France family. But they decided a few years ago to buy out all the stockholders on that and make it completely private company and put it all under the same banner. So, yeah, the France family owns all of that. There is no more ISC. And it's the same thing that the Smith family, Marcus Smith, the son of the late NASCAR Hall of Famer Bruton Smith with Speedway Motorsports Incorporated in those days, SMI. Now it's just called Speedway Motorsports. They did the exact same thing. They decided to buy out stockholders, and they've made their company completely private as well. They are the ones that own PRN, the Performance Racing Network. But we work really well together. There's always been a misnomer. Fans have always thought that there was an MRN-PRN, I'm not going to say feud, but more like a rivalry. But it couldn't be further from the truth. We've always been great friends. We support each other. We support each other's broadcasts. And now, obviously, we're partnering up and we're working together as well.
Alex, what year did you begin your radio broadcast career?
With MRN, I started in January of 1997. So what am I, 28-something years, something like that. It's been there long before me. It'll be there long after me, but I'm enjoying the ride while I'm on it. But yeah, January of 1997. I got started, and believe it or not, Sean, I never worked in any kind of regular radio. Still haven't to this day. I would love to, but I just haven't had that opportunity. Mm-hmm. So this is the only radio job I've ever had.
So you began in 1998. I'm assuming you started calling back then. It would have been the Busch Series and possibly the Truck Series or Craftsman Truck Series.
I did all of them, the Winston Cup Series, the Busch Series, and the Craftsman Truck Series in 97 were all part of it, and I was on the schedule for a ton of races in that very first year in 97, and has grown ever since, obviously, with the sport, been full-time with them, and it's just great. I couldn't be more thrilled and obviously more fortunate than what I really am.
So to fast forward to later in your career, you ended up in the booth calling, I guess you could say, play-by-play. And what year did that begin?
That was 2019. So, yeah, I started off with MRN as just a turn announcer. Just like the Dave Moody's of the world and Mike Bagley's and all the great turn announcers that we've always had, just doing play-by-play, whether it be turns one and two or backstretch turn three, whatever the case may be, wherever they assign me to work. And I did the turns for the first 5 or 6 years of my career. And then President David Hyatt said, hey, I need somebody on pit road. Would you be willing to come out of the turns and go be a pit reporter? And of course, you know, that's what they needed. And I'm a team guy. So I jumped all over that opportunity, embraced it. And I'm glad I did, because that truly built the relationships that I really have in the garage area, because you really have to know the drivers. You have to know the team owners, the crew chiefs, the crewmen. And the best way to do that is to be down in there and work race after race. So after the first 5 or 6 years of being a turn guy, I went the pit road and worked alongside some of the best to ever do it, and Winston Kelly and Jim Phillips and obviously Steve Post now. He's been there 23, 4 years. But in 2019, that's when Joe Moore decided to hang up the headset and call it a career from MRN after 34 or 5 years, and the booth job opened up. I was never even asked, believe it or not. I still, to this day, have not been asked if I would be interested in going to the booth. I just simply got a phone call about this same time of day that we're talking right now on a Monday, back, I guess it was in September of 2018, because Joe had already decided he was going to retire at the end of the year, so they were trying to figure out who they were going to put in the booth and whatnot. And in September of a Monday night in September of 2018, one of our bosses, Ryan Horn, who's our director of programming and production, he just gave me a call, and I'll never forget it. He just, you know, when I saw his name pop up on my cell phone, I thought, well, why is Ryan calling me on a Monday evening? There must be something pretty major going on behind the scenes that I need to know about. And I just kind of answered the phone, not sure what to expect. And he just simply asked me a question. He said, what do Barney Hall, Eli Gold, Alan Bestwick, and Joe Moore all have in common with Alex Hayden? And I was kind of confused. I thought Ryan was joking. He's a bit of a prankster. So I was like, okay, I don't know where he's going with this. So I just played along. And he said, they're all anchors of the Motor Racing Network. And I was like, huh? What are you talking about? They just made an executive decision, the powers that be, to promote me from pit road up to the booth. And never asked me if I was interested, never asked me to audition or do anything for that, and they just moved me up there, and I'm grateful for that, and hope I haven't let them, and most importantly, I haven't let the race fans down.
Our guest today on the Optimize You Hotline is Alex Hayden from MRN Radio. Alex, was that on your goal list as what you wanted to, the ultimate achievement in NASCAR radio broadcasting? Or
yeah, absolutely. I think anybody that gets involved with it wants to be an anchor on the MRN and wants to be the one that opens broadcasts and calls the green flag and calls the checkered flags and things of that nature. So the way we do it, now that Jeff Striegel retired at the end of last year from the MRN booth after 27 years, I guess it was, we promoted Mike Bagley from the turns up to the booth with me. So the way we do it is every race we alternate, starting with the Daytona 500. We'll whoever takes the checkered flag, the other person takes the green flag. And then our next race, which just so happened to be Phoenix, we just flip-flop it. Mike took the green flag in Phoenix. I did the checkered flag. And Homestead this weekend, we'll just go back the other way. So that way we keep fresh voices and for the archive calls, for TV commercials and things like that, you're realistically going to get a different voice calling checkered flags instead of having the exact same sound every single time.
you worked side by side with Jeff Striegel up until the end of last year. As you mentioned, you've got the bag man, Mike Bagley, in the booth with you at MRN Radio now. How has that been for you? Has that been a smooth transition? I know from working with, you know, my partner, Casey Orr, here on Racing Talk Radio, we've been together almost 20 years, and we don't even have to have a conversation about what we're going to talk about on a show. We just have that chemistry and have worked so well together so many years. It just happens. It's kind of just magic happens between us. How's that been with you and the Bagman coming together? Have you created that so far? Is it too early to do that?
Well, yes and no. I mean, and you're right about it. It becomes chemistry, and you know each other. You know where each other's thinking about taking the broadcast in the next segment. Jeff and I had that rapport for sure after just 6 years together. But Mike and I, over the years, there have been times on Saturdays where, whether it's the Xfinity Series or a truck race or an ARCA race, we would move people around. Mm-hmm. So there were times I did work the booth just to create a bench in case somebody got sick or, God forbid, somebody couldn't be at a broadcast for a reason or whatnot. We had to have people basically somewhat familiar with every position and what it takes to work those positions. So I had worked the booth a handful of times, and believe it or not, with Mike Bagley a few times. So, yeah, he and I had a rapport already. And we're dear friends because Mike's been with the network now 31 or 2 years, and I'm in my, 28th or 9th year. So we've been friends for, at minimum, 28 or 29 years and worked together. So him coming to the booth has been seamless. Now, don't get me wrong. There are growing pains because this is his first time working every single event in the booth. Instead of just working a 200-mile Xfinity race or ARCA race, whatever the case is, he's now having to be up there for 500 miles, which obviously creates different strategies and creates different ways to approach a race and see the race.
It's been a lot warmer for him so far, though.
Yeah. It really has. It's been good.
So, I bet he's enjoyed the change of being indoors during the cold weather at times.
It's funny you bring that up because that's how it was in Daytona in February for Speed Week. It was chilly out there, and every race except for the 500 turned out to be a night race. Even the 500 ended up going in tonight because of the rain delays. But and it was chilly out there, and he remarked multiple times, boy, am I really lucky to be where I'm at right now.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's great. It sounds like y'all have created a great team there. You added Rusty Wallace to the mix for specific races throughout the season. What's it like working with NASCAR legend Rusty Wallace?
Spectacular. I was a fan of Rusty's when he was a driver, and heck, I was still doing some stuff when Rusty was about to retire. So he was racing. I was calling some of his races, but to get to know Rusty Wallace on a personal level, I still get a little smile when my phone will ring. I look down, it says Rusty Wallace cell or Rusty Wallace home or Rusty Wallace office, depending on what number he's calling from. When a NASCAR Hall of Famer is truly personal friends with you, and we go to dinner, we've been to his home and spent time together, it's great. And Rusty obviously knows this sport inside and out as a Hall of Famer, as a NASCAR champion from 1989. And to be able to have that wisdom that he brings from a driver's perspective on our broadcast, it really is remarkable. Yeah, we're lucky we get Rusty about 6 times a year, and Rusty's retired, and he likes to do his things, and he stays busy with his auto dealers up and around the Knoxville, Tennessee area. But Rusty still likes to travel. He dabbles in motorcycles now and builds custom motorcycles with his son, and that's a good thriving business. So we don't get him as much as we like to have him. When he's not with us, we have Todd Gordon in the booth with us, who was Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney's crew chief. Won the 2018 championship in the Cup Series with Logano, won the Daytona 500. So we have a highly knowledgeable, very strategic, and engineering mind in Todd Gordon that's on our broadcast when Rusty's not with us. So we're exceptionally fortunate to have that kind of high-end talent with us.
You mentioned Todd Gordon. He's only been around in the NASCAR media world for, what, 2 or 3 years now, maybe? 2 years?
Yeah.
It's not very long.
He's wrapping up 3 years, yeah.
Yeah, it hadn't been very long, but I totally agree with you. He has done very well. I enjoy listening to him because, you know, he's on the NASCAR channel on Sirius XM on a regular basis, and I think he has added value to the MRN broadcast, especially with the talent and experience he's got, and it not being that long ago, with knowing the crew chief side of the sport. And so there's no question he's been a great addition.
Could not agree more. He really brings an insight that nobody else can bring. As somebody that really sees how a race is unfolding. Now, you know, race fans are knowledgeable. You know, broadcasters are knowledgeable. People are knowledgeable, and they understand racing. But to look at a car that might be running 15th, for instance, Todd will look at that car and off air say, this guy is going to be leading in 27 laps. And I'm looking at it like, well, he hasn't even hardly done anything. The way he's looking at lap times and the way that driver's working the car, or maybe a pit call that a crew chief made down there, he's able to see that and predict that, and then we'll take it and go on the air with it and lay that out and tell that story. And 9 times out of 10, Todd's going to be exactly right. So, yeah, Todd Gordon is just a tremendous mind. He's a mechanical engineer, graduated from Clemson University. We won't hold that against him. But that being said, Todd is just a wonderful person to be around and a heck of a broadcaster. He was one of those that decided to get out of crew chiefing because, quite honestly, like you guys have heard so many teams or drivers or whatever the case say, he missed his kids growing up because it's a 24/7, 365 job being a NASCAR Cup Series crew chief. And his daughters grew up and he was around some, but not nearly as much. So they're in college and he wanted to be a more part of everybody's lives and decided to stop being a crew chief, but he still wanted to be a part of the sport. And he actually approached MRN and said, is there any way I can do a race or two with you just to keep my appetite in there? And of course, we're going to say yes to that. So he had never done any kind of broadcasting at all and put it on, and he's just an absolute natural.
Yeah. Well, I've certainly enjoyed talking about the kind of inner workings of the NASCAR media side with radio. We've got a few minutes before we head to break, and I want to make sure we talk a little bit about what's going on so far this year. The things that really stand out to me is Christopher Bell's got 3 wins, and then if you look at yesterday, we had Josh Berry get his first ever win, and to do it with the legendary Wood Brothers. So when you look at the season so far, Alex, what's your thoughts and opinion so far in these, what, first 5 races?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty incredible. William Byron, it goes back-to-back Daytona 500 wins. That's the big start. It becomes a playoff driver in the first race. That's a box every team wanted to check off after Daytona, and Byron's the one to do that. And then Christopher Bell goes on the absolute tear that he goes on. Just tremendous. It really was. But I got to be honest, I would have lost a nickel if somebody would have said which Ford team would be the first to win this year in the NASCAR Cup Series. I would not have said it would have been the Wood Brothers and Josh Berry. Mm-hmm. But they ran exceptionally well. You know, they were running on average 7th the entire race. So they were in the top 5, top 10 all day long and earned that win. So that's a big win. And how cool is it that the legendary Wood Brothers team, who, by the way, are celebrating 75 years as a race team this year, to be able to go to Victory Lane after going to Victory Lane at Daytona in the summer of last year with Harrison Burton. It's great to have the Wood Brothers back as a competitive, race-winning, and relevant team after so many down years that they had. So I think the start of this season has just truly been phenomenal. I really do.
Yeah, when you think about the history of the Wood Brothers and you think about all the legends that have driven their cars from Richard Petty and Bobby Allison, I believe, was one of the drivers. And didn't Pearson drive for the Wood Brothers at one time?
Oh, yeah, Pearson, Silver Fox, and an old Purolator Ford that he had, or Mercury at the time. And he drove both of them. But, yeah, Cale Yarbrough drove for the Wood Brothers. A.J. Foyt drove for the Wood Brothers. some of the best to ever do it. So many NASCAR Hall of Famers and so many greats have driven for the legendary Wood Brothers team over 75 years. And it's just remarkable that they're still a part of the sport and at a high level. They've handed the torches off to the grandkids now who are now running the team. Former Xfinity and Truck Series driver John Wood is now the president of Wood Brothers Racing, and he's leading them into the next phase and doing a fantastic job.
Alex, I'm sure there is many what I call casual NASCAR fans that heard Josh Berry's name yesterday or heard it today in the news and are going, what? Who's that guy?
Yeah.
This guy's he's been around for a long time, but if you would, talk a little bit about what you know about his history in racing.
He's a Tennessee native from Hendersonville, Tennessee, and grew up on just the short tracks, the paved short tracks, all over Tennessee and in the Carolinas and Virginia, just racing late models and doing quite well at it, to the point where he caught the attention of Dale Earnhardt Jr., because he was so good. And Dale Jr. ended up providing a full-time late model stock car drive what is now the car store.
Alex, we're losing your cell signal. You're going in and out real bad.
I apologize. I'm in a bad spot. So.
Oh, that's better.
Good. Yeah. So, yeah, Josh Berry is a tremendous driver. He's a late model driver there in Tennessee. And Dale Earnhardt Jr., who loves late model racing, found him and said, yeah, this is the guy. And Dale Jr. provided a full-time late model drive for him. And they became great friends. That led to the opportunity for Dale Jr. to say, this kid's talented. And by the way, Josh wasn't the youngest of guys like we see today, a lot of teenagers getting their start. He was already in his mid and upper 20s when Dale Jr. discovered him and took a chance on him in the Xfinity Series. And Josh Berry went out and won races for Dale Jr., Junior Motorsports. He gets the opportunity then to go to the four car when Kevin Harvick retired from Stewart Haas Racing and drove last year his first full-time season in the Cup Series with Stewart Haas and Rodney Childers and had some good runs. But on a team that was closing down, he was just in a bad spot. The Wood Brothers were looking to make a change with their technical alliance with Team Penske. This is a golden opportunity, and Josh Berry jumped right at it and has done wonders with that deal. He is the first, now after he got his win at Las Vegas, he has become the first ever NASCAR Weekly Series champion to win a Cup Series race, believe it or not. And that is just truly an amazing thing to see what he's been able to accomplish there. And to be able to do that is just remarkable. His crew chief, by the way, speaking of Todd Gordon, is a direct disciple of Todd Gordon. The crew chief, Miles Stanley, was at Team Penske. He was Todd Gordon's right-hand man, the leading engineer for Joey Logano's runs. And when Gordon went over to crew chief with Ryan Blaney at Penske, Miles Stanley was the engineer on those teams, and he gets the chance to be a crew chief this year and gets his first career win yesterday as well.
Well, Alex, I certainly appreciate your time. I always enjoy having a conversation with you, and certainly enjoy your broadcasting talent and expertise. Hearing you on the weeks at MRN Radio is doing the coverage at the racetrack. For those out there listening, Alex, that want to keep up with you on social media, how can they do that, and where shall they go?
Yeah, just the best way to do it is at the Alex Hayden and follow along, have some fun. I do a lot of stuff from racetracks, from behind the scenes in the broadcast booth and whatnot with some of our folks. I do a lot of things away from the racetrack as well, just to let people know that there's a life away from racing as well. So, feel free to join and have some fun with us.
All right. Well, Alex, keep hitting them straight, too. I know what an outstanding golfer you are.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I had a good weekend.
All right.
Riding high after this weekend.
Good deal. Alex Hayden, MRN Radio. It's always a pleasure talking with him. All right. It is time for us to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to get into the NASCAR Cup Series driver standings and also get into a little bit of news in the world of NASCAR and see what O'Dano's got to say. We hadn't talked to him since last year, and See if he's got any cool NASCAR stories to share with us. We got all that and more straight ahead. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline, it's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
As we continue Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105, I am Sean Whitfield. Casey Orr is taking some time off. He'll be back with me next week. Got Dano hanging out with me here in the Optimize You studio. Let's get right into our driver's standings of the NASCAR Cup Series after our race weekend at Las Vegas. We had William Byron, or we do have William Byron, leading the point standings. 29 points ahead of second place Christopher Bell. Third's Tyler Reddick. Fourth, Chase Elliott. Fifth, Alex Bowman. Sixth is Kyle Larson. Seventh, Ryan Blaney. Eighth, Joey Logano. Ninth, Chris Buescher, and 10th, Ross Chastain. All right, let's move right ahead into some news in the world of NASCAR. Fox Sports is reporting that NASCAR countersues 2311 Racing and Front Row Motorsports. NASCAR is, we had shared this a few weeks ago, that it looks like there's a trial date set for NASCAR 2311 and Front Row Motorsports to go to trial December 1st of this year, 2025. There's a hearing on the appeal set, NASCAR's countersued 2311 in Front Row. Now there's a hearing on the appeal that's set for May 9th in U.S. Court of Appeals in Richmond. And of course, a decision will come about a week later. And of course, as I mentioned, trial is set for December. The teams argue that they deserve the injunction because they likely will win the case, that the Cup Series requires elite teams, and 2025 charter agreements doesn't provide them the economic model to be elite. The charters provide the team with much less revenue and less favorable terms than would prevail in a market unrestrained by NASCAR unlawfully, the team's brief states. So basically, Dano, it's a bunch of legal mumbo jumbo, and it's all being tied up with attorneys and tied up in court and appeals. And we'll keep up with it as best we can, but basically we're not going to know much until the end of the year.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
And it's a shame that this has got to hang over the sport for the entire 2025 NASCAR season.
It certainly is. I was hoping that we could get that wrapped up last year.
Yeah, this is not good. This is not good for anybody, and it's certainly not good for the financial side of those two organizations that are now not being charter teams and collecting the money that charter teams receive with the TV rights. But it's, you know, you got Michael Jordan's worth $2 billion estimated. The France family, who knows what they're worth, but I would say they're probably in that neighborhood as well. Oh, yeah. And neither one's going back down.
Yeah.
And if there's anybody in the sport that you, for the overall appearance of maybe looking like the bad guy that you don't want to go up against, is Michael Jordan. He's one of the most famous athletes in the world. And so it's not a good look for the sport. And hopefully they'll get this thing settled early, and it'll shock all of us, and we can say we're moving forward.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get that behind us.
Yeah, for sure. Some other news in the world of NASCAR. Fox just reported some good news as far as the ratings of the race at Phoenix Raceway. Fox scores the most watched SF1 race viewers since 2021. They had just over 2.8 million viewers that watched that race. It ranks, it's the number one telecast or sports telecast in cable television on that Sunday. So it looks like that TV ratings are going well so far. And I think the attendance is going well so far this year.
Yeah, it seems to look that way. And, you know, they provided a lot of good racing so far this year.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. You know, my favorite, and that could change as we see some of the new TV partners this year come into the sport. But for many years, Fox, in my opinion, has always put on the best show as far as with their telecast.
Absolutely.
And I've always enjoyed watching them out of all of them. And NBC's always done a good job, but I've always thought that that Fox was just a little bit of a step ahead of them.
Yeah.
So
it's always seemed like they I don't know, like they put more effort into the whole NASCAR show than the other networks.
All right, we need to take another quick break. We ran a little bit over with Alex Hayden. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with some closing comments. I want to thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your day. And we are Chattanooga's home for NASCAR, Race and Talk Radio here on Rock 105. More straight ahead. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Housing inventory is up in 2025. And as your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
As we continue, I am Sean Whitfield coming to you from the Optimize You studio with Dano. Casey Orr is taking some vacation time today. However, he will be back with me next week. We've just got a few minutes left. Some other news in the world of NASCAR. After 2 years of discussion, it looks like that NASCAR is going to be going to Canada, Montreal, Canada, to be specific, in 2026. That's providing that Canada still wants us up there. Right now, Canada is not too big a fan of us Americans, and I'm sure they look at NASCAR most definitely as an American sport. However, hopefully Trump will get that smoothed over way before we have to go up there and run any NASCAR, but it does look like NASCAR is going to be there with the Xfinity Series coming up in 2026. I don't know if there's any hope of bringing the Cup Series to Canada or not. It looks like it might just be the Xfinity Series and possibly the Camping World Truck Series. Of course, we are headed to Mexico City this year, Dano, which is changed to go south of the border.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully things will improve with our relationship as a country with Mexico, too. So they welcome all the Americans with open arms. All right, we're headed to Homestead, Miami this weekend for the Straight Talk Wireless 400. It's going to be at 3 p.m. You can catch that on FS1, or you can listen to it on MRN Radio or Sirius XM. It's going to be a start time of 3 p.m. Eastern. So, Dano, when you look ahead at Homestead, it's probably in my top five favorite tracks. Always produces a good race.
Yeah.
Who's going to be your pick this week? Who do you think has got the best chance of ending up in victory lane?
I think you got to pick one of those outside rail riders, and I'd like to pick Kyle Larson on that
outside
one.
Rail riders.
Yes, sir.
I have never heard that one before. How did you come up with that? There's got to be a story to it.
I just riding the boards outside. Riding along the wall there.
Gotcha. You know what? I'm going to have to go with Kyle Larson. I think Kyle Larson's going to be the guy. So, but it's going to be a great race, and I'm sure it's going to be outstanding weather.
Yeah.
It's going to be spring break next weekend, too, while they're down there, or spring break's going on down there, even though I see on the national news where the city of Miami has been patrolling that heavily and keeping it all under control down there. But it's going to be a great time to be a NASCAR fan and visit Miami if you have that opportunity. All right, Dano, it is time for us to come to a close. Thank you for coming in and hanging out with me in the Optimize You studio.
Thank you for having me, Sean. It's always a pleasure, and I enjoy talking NASCAR with you and listening to Alex Hayden as well.
And keep us locked in each and every Monday, 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Don't ever forget.
Absolutely.
I think you are a regular weekly listener anyway, so.
Yes, sir. I've either got it on the radio while I'm in the vehicle or
listening to the app.
Listening to the app.
Cool. Well, thank you for being a listener, and we will hopefully see you much sooner than later. We want to thank all of you out there too for joining us and making us a part of your evening or your ride home. We'll be back here next Monday, 6 p.m. right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station to break down the entire NASCAR weekend from Homestead, Miami. I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.